Thank you. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be with you once again and be back on the station to preach His Word. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. I tell you, I want to sing God's praises today. I want to lift His name up. The Bible said His name to be lifted up above every name. There's no other name given among heaven whereby we all must be saved. And I tell you, His name is precious to me. When I hear His name, I tell you, it delights my soul. I love Him. I know what He done for me. He died for me. He paid my sin debt. He took my punishment. He took my pain. He took my place. I should have went to hell. I should have been crucified. I should have been the one that died, but He gave His life and He was crucified and He tasted of death, hell, and the grave for me. And I don't have to ever worry about dying in sin and going to hell. When I repented of my sin and when I gave up my life and become Him, His child, by just giving myself to Him, that's all I could do. That's the only sacrifice I could bring, is a broken heart and contrite spirit, just giving my heart to Him, be willing to forsake all. And when I did, He heard me and saved me. Nothing else I could do but that. Nothing else. That's the only way I could get to heaven. I couldn't pay my way. Even if I had the money, I couldn't pay my way to heaven. No one can pay their way to heaven. You can join churches. You can join clubhouses. You can join a lot of different things. And you can give your monies every week. And you'll die sin and go to hell if you've never been born again. If you've never really been saved, you'll go to hell with all of it. But I tell you, you can come through Him, poor and rich together. Thank God. If you could buy with money, then the poor would ever be lost, never could get there. But I'm thankful to know that God included us all in the same boat. He included us all, both low and high, rich and poor together. He's had mercy upon us. He made the way. And I tell you, as you come to Him, you got to come and you got to cry out to Him. Thank God there's mercy. Thank God there's redemption. There's a ransom that's already been paid. I tell you, He paid your ransom. He died for you. He paid the price for your sin at Calvary. And now you don't have to die in sin and go to hell. That's why He sent His Son to the world, not condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. And the Bible tells us today that there's no way that you can give your money to be just before God. You can't buy salvation. And neither can you have the money to redeem your brother or somebody else. You cannot do it. You can't buy hell. I mean, you can give your monies. You can pay for all kind of treatment. And I thank God for good treatment. And I know some get seen to be better treatment when they have more money. They can pay for different things. But you cannot buy your health. You cannot, in other words, keep yourself from dying. I tell you, it's going to point it on a man wants to die. And after that's the judgment. And you're going to die. Only God can keep you alive. God does the healing. I thank God for good doctors and medicines and things. But you know, healing comes from the Lord. And that's the only way. He made the body. He can heal the body. And He has to help those doctors. He has to give those people understanding, even to help you in any kind of way. But He's the one, and you cannot get to heaven by anything else. There's some that try to freeze their bodies. They try to hope that there's going to be a cure, or they're going to be able to come back from the dead. All kind of weird types of thoughts and things that people believe in. But I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you the truth. I tell you, once your soul leaves your body, once you die, it's forever. Yeah, the Bible said, and you'll die, and when you die, your soul leaves your body. It's either going to go to two places. It's going to go to heaven, or it's going to go to hell. If you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you repented of your sins, you confessed your sins, you really meant what you said, you were sorry that you sinned against Him, then you're saved. You're going to go to heaven. But if you never, and you rejected Him, or maybe you joined the church, went through the motion religion, you did everything they told you to do, and you're still empty, you're still lost. If you didn't come through the Lord Jesus, if your heart wasn't really broken, contrite, you really didn't get saved, you'll miss it all. But I tell you, there's only two places. And once your soul leaves your body, it's over. There's no way you coming back from the dead. Ain't nobody can pray you up from the dead. Once you die, it's over. And you either go to heaven or hell. And the Bible said to be absent from the body for the believer, for the Christian, is to be in the presence of the Lord. The instant the soul leaves the body, you go to right in the presence of the Lord. But if your soul leaves your body and you've never been saved, the Bible said the rich man died in hell, lifted up his eyes. Now his body they buried. They put it in the ground. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes. And then in hell, it talked about he had a tongue. He said, now let Lazarus, if you would, take water and put it on my tongue. I'm tormented in this flame. We see that he had eyes. We see he had a tongue. And then we see that he had remembrance. When he said, I have five brethren. Please don't let them come this off. Send Lazarus, raise him from the dead and send him to my brothers and tell him not to come this awful place. His riches could not deliver him from this time of death and from where he was going. He could not. But then when he thought and he realized all this, he said, I have five brothers. Just raise one from the dead and do something miraculous before them that they would believe, that they wouldn't come to this awful place. And they begin to say, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. If you can't hear what we're preaching today, if you can't hear what God is speaking to your heart today, neither will you be persuaded to be any kind of great miracle, anything like that, that you think that you would believe and be saved. But that's what was happening then. His riches couldn't deliver him. And when he died, the Bible said he lifted up his eyes. Now see, the body goes back from the dust. But yet your soul, the real you, the soul of you has eyes. It has a tongue. It has remembrance. Has all the senses, no doubt. And so that's what this man had when they buried him. They buried him. And the Bible said they took Lazarus to Abraham's bosom. That was a place where a type of heaven, a place of paradise is what it was from those Old Testament saints that died. That's where they went. And that's where they were kept. But then when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and gave up the ghost and paid the sin debt, and the Bible said he went and delivered up that. He led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. In other words, he took them and took them on, took their souls into heaven, right above the third heaven there, went way up to heaven, and that's where paradise went. And so, but that's what happened at that time when Abraham, and the Bible said Abraham's bosom was a place of paradise. And Lazarus, that's where he went. But the rich man died and he in hell lifted up his eyes and he was able to look over and he was able to see Lazarus benefited and blessed and in peace and in comfort. And but yet himself in torment in the flame. In his lifetime he had comfort. In his lifetime he had everything that life had to offer. He had it all. But this beggar, here he was, laid at his gates and he had no compassion upon him. And the dogs, moreover, had more compassion and came and licked his sores. But this man was laid there that he might be a witness to this rich man. And that's what he did. He walked over God's witness. That's why he went to hell. He rejected God's witness. We rejected God. He didn't go to hell because he was rich. He went to hell because he rejected. He would not receive God. He fared sumptuously every day. He thought he had no need for God. But when he died, then he became a believer and he realized that money couldn't do it. He could live the best of life and lose it all. He died a beggar. He other words, went to hell as a beggar. But the Lazarus, he died, and when he did, he went to a place, a paradise. And so that's why he could see him afar off in Abraham's bosom. But when Jesus was died and glorified, he took him on up. And that's where they are today. One day there's going to be the resurrection of the body. And there's going to be a time of, the Bible tells us of a resurrection, of a body change that's going to come. But today, my prayer is that you realize that you can only come through the Lord Jesus, and it comes with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You can't buy your way to heaven. You can't buy it. You can buy citizenship here, no doubt. You can spend your money, but you can't pay your way to heaven. Jesus is that door. He's the only way. And you can't redeem anybody else either. You can't keep them from dying. You can't keep them out of hell. You can't pay that way. You got to come. Listen to me today. There's people today, they think that they're going to live forever. And no doubt they think that even though they may die, They're going to take it, their riches and their fortune, and they're going to give it to their children, and they're going to give it from one generation to another generation. It's going to continue on and on and on. But I tell you, there's going to come a time when it's all going to be over. The world's going to be over. And that's the way man is today. They have obtained things, and they have lands, and they call them after their own names, and they just make a big name for themselves, and they have a big account and so forth, and they're well known unto the world. But yet the Bible said they'll die like a beast dieth. They'll die like a sheep dieth. They will be covered with the dirt. They will be covered with the earth, and that they're body will go and see corruption. It will go and deteriorate because the fact of sin. The wages of sin is death. That's what happens. That's been born in sin and shaped iniquity. We all been born in sin and shaped iniquity. And then when we come an age where we understand, when by choice we run after sin, God help you today. God help you, because the fact that's gonna, you're gonna give an account. But this is how it works. And you're not, once that takes place, when you understand, then you are a sinner. We're born that way. And so we must have a savior. We must have a new body. We must have a new life, is what I'm trying to say. That, other words, this old flesh is going to go back to corruption. It's going to go because of sin. But when you get saved, thank God, your soul will live on, and you'll have a new glorified body to live in heaven with. But you know, it's good to work hard and to have things and to enjoy the fruit of your labor. It's a good thing. You ought to work hard, and you ought to be able to enjoy yourself, but you ought to put God first, and you ought to honor God first and be saved and live for Him and use the prophets that He have given you at the time to be able to do what He wants you to do with it. I tell you, we're it all belongs to God, and He just lets us use it while we're here. And I just want to be a good steward of everything God's given me. I tell you, I want to not let anything take my heart and my mind. I want to put Him first. And when we do that, then He'll bless it, and we can help others win. But there's people today, that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to happen to the low and the high and the rich and the poor together. I tell you, no discharge into war, death. They're all going to die. And when you die, you're going to be laid in the ground. Well, no matter what they do with your body, the body's gone. It goes back from the dust from whence it came. And I tell you, that's what happens to you. There's only one that didn't see corruption. There's one that never saw corruption, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, because His birth was miraculous. He wasn't born in sin. He wasn't shaped with iniquity. He was sinless. And so the Bible talked about that when He died, when He gave up His life, they laid His body in the ground. But I tell you, His body, the Bible said the Lord didn't suffer His Holy One to see corruption, nor left His soul in hell, but raised Him from the dead. I tell you, His soul didn't see corruption. His body didn't see no corruption, is what I'm saying. He was perfect. And thank God He got up from the grave. But you and I are going to see corruption. This old flesh is going to go back. It's going to die. It's going to be covered. But yet your soul, that's what the important part today. Where are you going to spend eternity? Where are you going to go when you die? Are you ready to meet God? Have you really been saved? Have you really asked Him to have mercy upon you and come in your heart and cleanse you of all your sin and know that He's come and got alive inside of you, that you've been born again, that you've had a personal experience in grace? You must know this today. If you don't, you could die without Him and you'd be eternally lost. Just like this rich man died. When he did, he was eternally lost, and he died and he burned in hell forever. My prayer to God is today that you wouldn't go to this place. I love you today. That's why I've come to tell you the truth. Let me tell you today, you can sell out your soul to this world and you'll die and sin and go to hell, but you don't have to. Just come to the Lord Jesus Christ and pray. Get by yourself somewhere, and I tell you, you'll inherit all the splendor of heaven. God bless you. My time's coming and gone. In Jesus' name, amen.